We have Skip Whitcomb with us today. Hi, Skip.
Hey, Gabor, good to see you.
Good to see you. Skip is working on a large painting as we speak. So he was nice enough to give us some of his time right now. I'm just going to ask one question. It's not a trick question,
Sure.
and Skip doesn't know this question. So is color more or less important than value? And why?
They work in concert with each other. Value is absolutely necessary to carry the color. And without good strong values, the color is basically worthless. So, yes, value is of the utmost importance.
Okay,
And
so before it comes
then
before color, basically.
right. I mean, that's, there's the old saying, color gets all the credit and value does all the work. And that's couldn't be more true.
Okay, so if somebody's struggling with color, there's a good chance they're also struggling with value. Is that kind of can be true?
Exactly.
Or if you were the doctor
Exactly.
and
And that
the patient is, yeah, you got to diagnose
doctor would come and
the problem.
prescribes a high dose of value. Well, that's what we work on. I mean, if I do have someone that's really have a difficult time with our color, with our compositions, then I recommend we immediately drop back to doing studies in black and white, because that will really strengthen their whole concept, their value concept, values and edges, and then reintroduce color to that and hold on to those values.
Okay, I, you
Because
know, it's
without it's the greatest color in the world is not going to it's not going to read, it's not going to carry your concept,
yeah, without the
will
value,
be
that's
basically, a hollow vessel.
I see. I remember I took a workshop from you years ago, and you had us with this limited palette that illustrators used to use, and it was a great exercise. It held us back to getting, that high intensity color that we want. So it keeps you into value. You think about value more. What was that palette? Can I repeat that?
There were several
Okay.
that I would use when we were when I was teaching in-person workshops, and it could have been simply a primary triad, a red, a yellow, and a blue. Or it could have been a four color palette of yellow, orange, alizarin, and ultramarine. Could have been that one.
I think it was the black, the lamp black.
That was one that I tortured people with.
Yeah, it was the
And
black for
it was
blue.
probably
Black
a
was for,
black was blue. And that would have been just a good strong yellow and a probably an alizarin or a cad red, and or it could have even been an earth red
Yeah, I
and
think it was
black
Yeah, I think it was
and
burnt sienna. I think it was burnt sienna black and like a yellow ochre or raw sienna. Like I think
yes,
that's what,
that
and
was
white.
very, very compressed palette.
So and I know a lot of folks were kicking and screaming. Like, not there were not, but
Of course.
it's yeah,
Of
it's
course they
frustrating.
were.
Yeah, they were. Let's just say it. But yeah.
What a great introduction to the value of values. The importance. So yeah, those were good. Those are always good exercises.
And we're painting from life on the top of that too. So you're doubling up on the difficulty, which was great. I think that's a great thing to do. So these are the things that you will learn in Skip's online course that he teaches. That's one of the many things. But Skip has an online course with us at the Academy, and yeah, there's a lot of lots to learn with about color And that's why Skip does this whole year-long mentoring. So it takes a while to, right, Skip, to just kind of get your footing down with this stuff.
Yeah, and in those 365 days, it's really, really ends up being an introduction to formal color theory and giving everyone good practical constructs that they can work off of and make them very personal. So, yeah. But it's just to develop a thorough understanding of how color works.
Yeah, takes time. Well, Skip, I don't want to take you away from your studio time here. Thank you so much for giving us more knowledge about this topic.
My pleasure, Gabor. Now that you've blown my complete day in the studio here with this interlude.
Almost lunchtime now. Skip is just ruined today. It's Friday. I'm not getting back to my easel. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Start the hour early.
That's right. Yeah, it's like
okay.
Bye, Skip.
See you later.